Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. Cameron Ganas joined in studio with Justin Kane. We are co-hosting one of the last break days for Jack Ebling on the Ebling and You show here on 1320 WILS. Happy to be in studio here and joined on the phone by Dr. Brian McArdle, who is going to talk to us a little bit today about the Capital Area Health Alliance's 16th anniversary celebration and lots of stuff surrounding that and why all this come together. Dr. McArdle, thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I was in studio today, or in my studio today, working, and my bookkeeper, who is in there with me once or twice a week, I told her who we was going to have on the show, and she said, "Oh, Dr. McArdle, he's my daughter's doc. He's amazing," and she just went on about how wonderful you were. So I knew we were going to be in good hands tonight if you had that kind of bedside manner.
Well, they obviously misunderstand, but yeah. that's very kind, very nice. Thank you very much.
And I'd say your name, but I'm sure HIPAA, that doesn't allow us to do.
Well, it's that way. At least I'll think that it's all of my patients, and it'll all be good, right?
Wouldn't that be great for everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, tell us what's happening with this, what happened this morning with this event.
Sure. There's actually a couple things to talk about. The Capital Area Health Alliance is a group that got started 16 years ago that I don't think most of the community, a lot of the community doesn't even know exists. It's a collaborative effort. It's a not-for-profit to try to help improve the health and health status of the community. They've done all sorts of things dealing with end-of-life care and trying to make that more coherent here in the community. Things related to pediatric dentistry, general access to care for those without insurance, trying to look at the allocation of resources here in the community towards health, and has been involved or has had the involvement of both of the major health systems, of the state of Michigan, Dingham County Health Department, Community Mental Health, Hayes Green Beach Hospital has been a longtime supporter. There's, a number of entities, as well as a number of private physicians, such as myself. And that was that meeting was held earlier today, and they give out annual awards for community service, the Carefree Medical Clinic that you may or may not be familiar with.
Absolutely,
that was one of the award recipients. Barry Saltman won a few years ago for his efforts. And my role has been in fostering the and help facilitate the RIO here, the Regional Health Information Organization. And that's really been my primary role with them, which I could fill you in on if you'd like.
Well, I would love to, because I know a lot of the stuff you're talking about, like you said, is behind the scenes. But, you know, clearly sitting with me is, Justin, who I think it's pretty well known that he went through a cancer experience as a kid. And I think we'd like to know a little bit more about his family.
Yeah, 17 years ago, I had a cancerous brain tumor. And I know that when it happened, our lives got turned upside down for many years with hospital visits and traveling to Detroit and Lansing and Ann Arbor and all over who knows where. And with all that moving and going to all these different places, there's always a need to transfer all this paperwork and all this data and all that kind of stuff. How has that changed from when I was going through that stuff to now? How has that information exchange gotten better?
Well, you're a great case in point for what we're trying to accomplish, and you don't have to run into many people to run into somebody who's had an experience where they've had to deal with medical records from a number of different sources that need to get to a number of other different sources or recipients. And, you know, people, it's insane. People end up with big boxes in their trunk full of photocopied records. You know, that becomes their portable medical record. It sits in their trunk. And it's really absurd. And you asked a really good question, and how has it improved compared to 17 years ago? You know, frankly, in most parts of the country, it hasn't.
Well, in our last minute here, Dr. Yeah. Mercado, is there a chance to summarize what the difference is and then where people can learn more about
that?
Sure.
Well, CapitalAreaRio.org, there's a website up. The long and short of it, we're trying to change the situation he just described. And we have the ability to electronically connect up those different sources and recipients in a way that people simply won't have to be carting that information around. It's a real breakthrough. We're the first in the state. We're going to be going live here in the next couple of weeks for authorized physicians.
So Capital with an A,
yeah,
Area, R-H-I-O dot O-R-G.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Mercado. We appreciate the information and all the best of luck moving this thing forward.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.